KNBR 680 presents.
I have quite a few thoughts on Brian Jennings' personality.
I don't know if you guys buy yourselves trophies ever, but I'm considering buying myself a I played in every stadium in the NFL trophy.
I really like his mind. He's just an enjoyable guy to be around. He's a good guy to have on a radio show. I bet your listeners really enjoy the heck out of that.
Grab your brain around that.
And he's a heck of a log snapper. Did I mention that?
The long snapping, tough blocking, joke cracking Brian Jennings with Murph and Mac.
Oh, on a bye week nonetheless, brought to you by the Laser Eye Center of Silicon Valley, the only place chosen by over 100 NFL players and coaches for LASIK. Brian Jennings also brought to you by Hansel BMW of Santa Rosa, featuring the wine country's best selection of new and certified pre-owned BMWs. Click HanselBMWofSantaRosa.com. Dude, you're blowing up. I'm getting more sponsors to read every week. Everybody wants a piece of you, Brian.
Wait, hold on. I got LASIK. It worked awesome. Stoked on it. I bet you, where's my BMW?
Yeah, BMW. Or like maybe like a new grill for your backyard, like a new sunroof in the kitchen, skylight, something cool, yeah.
We're going to have to talk to Hansel BMW to hook Jennings up.
Absolutely. Yeah, pump the brakes. Yeah, how's it going? Good morning.
Good morning to you, brother. And I understand, based on the text you sent me, you had a spectacular day yesterday.
Oh, Pebble Beach with specialists. David Akers, Andy Lee, and Brian Jennings played Pebble Beach yesterday. Perfect weather, perfect playing conditions. The golf course was in immaculate condition. The greens were putting perfect, like they were covered in silk. And the long snapper, Brian Jennings, had the worst round of golf he's played in years.
Oh, man.
Completely dismantled. And could never find it.
Sometimes the scene of Pebble Beach will break a man down. It's so overwhelming, dude. You start thinking about Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, and
you feel
the ocean.
Very small suddenly.
All of a sudden, the swing gets a little quick, buddy.
Yeah, so I have no excuse. And it was terrible. I played terrible. It was awesome to be out there. Obviously, anytime you have a chance to play Pebble Beach, it's a world-class experience, and I loved every minute of it. Great hanging out with those guys. But you know, the golf game wasn't there for the long snapper.
Hey, you know what though? The remedy is no matter how poorly you play, you know that after the round, you can walk right into the tap room for one of those killer burgers.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Just erase the memory.
Yeah. The burger, heals all wounds.
How was Akers and Lee? Cause when you play golf with somebody, you really get to know them, right? So, what'd you learn about those guys? Although you've been playing with Andy forever, you probably learned something about Akers, huh?
Yeah. Well, so he's so downplayed. He's like, oh, I'm a terrible golfer. I'm a terrible. I can't play, you know. And he goes out there and hits the ball really well. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, like he didn't score great, of course, because we don't play golf for a living. But like, so, you know, and the greens are tough conditions. But he's a great ball striker. So he's sitting there, you know, the last couple of weeks talking about, oh, I can't, you know, I'm not very good at golf, you know. He goes out there and bangs the ball out there 300 yards and hits the ball far and straight.
He is such an unassuming-looking cat. We got to meet him, and he looked like he was almost coming from an R.E.M. concert, man. He had the big rock glasses on. He had kind of a cool hat
on. He's got
the
zip-up hoodie going and all this.
And then, dude, he is going out. You're telling us that he's an ace on the golf course. He's banging 55-yard field goals like it's nobody's business.
Yeah. Humble, unassuming. Hate that guy.
Can't stand that kind of person.
Great athlete, clutch,
good-looking dude. Oh, pisses me off.
Yeah.
Good family man.
Yeah. I'm going to start a website. Something to get this guy's, you know, reputation tarnished.
DownWithAkers.com.
BringingDownAkers.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's making you look good, buddy. He's making your snaps look good.
Yeah, I appreciate that about him. You know, he definitely, he's doing a great job. Great guy to be around. He's just hits the ball far. You know, he's just awesome. He's doing a great job of scoring points for us, making his field goals. His touchbacks, his perfect game, all touchbacks, made all the field goals. He pitched a no-hitter, basically.
Awesome, perfect. Brother, we got to talk about it, man. Detroit, Michigan, what a... In all the years you've been with the Niners, bro, you are now, you're hitting high water marks. That had to be one of them.
Oh, yeah, it's so cool. You know, we go out there and we have our jaws locked. We have our mind made up, you know, of going to play good football. And it was that we found ourselves locked horn in a dogfight with a team that didn't plan on losing that game, and they weren't going to give it up easy. And so, you know, got a little ugly at times. You know, a lot of penalties, a little chippy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they didn't want to let it go. But we had to rip it out of their hands and leave there with a win.
You know what? You're talking about that chippy and the penalties. It's true. There was some stuff after the whistle and stuff. Anthony Davis was getting into some stuff with Sue. Does that mean can a rivalry be born out of that? Like, if you guys face each other in the playoffs, they'll be like, all right, I know how it is. I see how it is, Detroit. Here we come again.
Oh, if we play Detroit in the playoffs, I think it'll be a little bit of a bloodbath because, I mean, they didn't go over. They're not happy with the results. Obviously, we're happy with the results. You know, I think we probably both have a little bit more respect for the other team than we had before that game because we know now that, you know, we're willing to fight for it. But for sure, I mean, if they're going to be good and we're going to be good, we might end up meeting pretty regularly here, and it might turn into a pretty cool rivalry.
Let's make sure we do that, though, out here in San Francisco at the Stick. All you got to do
home
is keep
game,
right.
Home game.
Exactly.
we can see how they travel.
I got to ask you, man, all those years I covered the team, I did like 7 years on the road, dome noise would like split my head open, man. It was hard to handle. And how do you handle it after all these years? I mean, there's fewer domes than there were in the past. But, man, that must have been – at a certain point, your head feels like it's got an axe driven into it, right?
Well, yeah, I don't really have the headache thing or – you know, but for sure, there's a threshold of noise that was crossed in Detroit at times where you just can't hear, like, you know, like it's like when you're in a really dark room, you can't see, like, your hand in front of your face.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can't hear, you know, any sounds outside your ear.
Right.
And so it's just this, you know, so if you take the ability to hear anything out of it and you're left with your other senses, you know, because it's just there's a threshold and you're just like, okay, hearing doesn't work. And they for sure got to that decibel level to where, you know, it's like, okay, here you can't hear.
And so when you're snapping, is your cue Andy Lee's hand then? Is that the deal?
Well, yeah, I can see it. So I look at my target, which is in his down hand, his elbow on that diagonal.
Yeah.
And so with my peripheral vision, I can see his mouth and I can see his hand as it flashes to for me to snap him the ball. And I go on, and we snap the ball so much from the time he gets the okay from David to snap the ball to the time he says. Set is pretty rhythmical,
mm-hmm.
And so I'm able to get the ball out on time. But yeah, I mean, that's just a million reps, and you just kind of soften your vision, and you know, you focus on your target, you see everything else, and you shoot it back there.
Hey, so, man. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no worries.
You know, I wanted to ask you about the atmosphere after the game. I mean, after the Philly game, it was so emotional. The comeback was so dramatic. Everybody exploded and. You know, just and rejoiced. And now I'm wondering if the reaction in your locker room and on the flight home is a little more businesslike after this Detroit game. Like, yeah, this is what we expect to start doing from now on.
You know, if anything, it's more, it was more casual in that it seems that this is who we are, right? So we're a good, so now we're like, I think before it was like, whoa, we just won that game.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Like, awesome. It's good, but, you know, I hope it happens again.
Mm-hmm.
And then after this one, you know, after the big blowout win and then this one, everyone was a lot of guys hanging out, standing up, having conversations, you know, so real lively flight home with a lot of confidence and, you know, hey, this is who we are. Maybe we're a good football team who's willing to go anywhere and throw down with another football team and come out with a win. And so it was reminding me a lot of my second year. We were 12-4, and that plane was always real lively headed home. A lot of guys, you know, hanging out, chit-chatting, you know, having fun on the flight home.
Man, incredible stuff. Now, come on now, give us your view. Where were you when the Harbaugh-Schwartz thing went down?
If the success of the San Francisco 49ers offends you, so be it.
Right. It's not our problem.
So I'm just walking across the field, you know, shake the hands of the other specialists, you know, some guys I might know in Detroit. And I look over and I see a little bit of a scuffle maybe going on over there by the inside the 20 going towards the locker room. And I think, you know, maybe some play, because it was a physical, chippy game, right?
Uh-huh.
So I think, you know, this is too bad, you know. Someone's probably going to get suspended for next week's game. I don't know what's going to happen. But I'm not going to go over there and break my hand or get involved, spend a bunch of money on some shenanigans, some nonsense. It has nothing to do with me, right?
Right, right.
And so little did I know it was the head guys, right?
Uh-huh.
And then the thing is, you have to remember, whenever you're in a group fight like this, you have a bunch of your guys and a bunch of their guys, and you're going to fight.
Uh-huh.
You got to send all your ugliest guys up front. So we got Boone out there. We got Bruce Miller. We got Ray McDonald. You know, really, really ugly guys.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Out there, you know, and so hopefully that squashes it. So there's no punches thrown.
Right, right.
You know, you stand off, send the ugly guys up front, and then, you know, hopefully you break it up. And so hopefully, you know, unfortunately, I don't think anyone was fined or suspended for that, but, you know, it's not a, let's not do that going forward.
How close did you get? You said you were over there kind of did you go check it out and kind of sniff it out a little bit?
No, I don't. I just thought it was players being crazy. Like, you know, I don't want anything to do with this.
Yeah, so you must have been. Didn't find out it was your head guy until you got into the locker room,
right?
Oh,
and so then I was like, "Wow, that's like, wow." You know, let's do it. You know, so I guess. And the thing about, so now we have to learn more about Harbaugh. This is an opportunity to learn more about Harbaugh. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Loves football. Passion for the game, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant guy, knows the game, X's and O's, offense, defense, special teams. He's a football coach. He's not an offensive coach. He's not a defense coach. He's a football coach. He wants to know it all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's a strategic guy, mm-hmm, right? So he has a big picture, like almost like the concept of, you know, we're here to win a war, right? The season's a war. And then each game's a battle. So we got to win our battles in the war. So he's got a big picture view of what we're doing. And then he pays attention to every detail and every moment. So that makes him hard to read.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know where his mind is exactly, because he's got this passion and he's a smart guy and he's a critical thinker and he's got a strategy and then he's precise in every tiny thing that he does. So it becomes hard to read.
Uh-huh.
And so you're sitting and you're just like, it's too much. So it takes everything, you know? And so you're, so what is it? You try to summarize them in one thing. And it's not one thing. It's everything. It's all of it. And so, and then when we get down to it, he loves to compete. He loves to win. He loves motivating his guys, hanging out with the fellas. He's a charismatic guy. And there's no punk in Jim Harbaugh.
Right.
There's no soft, you know, like cuddly little, you know, hey, you know, it's no big deal. Don't worry about it. It is a big deal. I am worried about it. Right? And like one of the things he says is, you know, hey, if you don't like our schedule, so be it. If you don't like what we're doing, so be it. If you're not happy for the San Francisco 49ers success, so be it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so
man.
Here's my line in the sand. Over here and let's have a good time.
You're firing us up, man. I'm getting fired up.
I'm telling you,
right?
Dude.
And that's who he is. And that seems to me like, you know, so it takes a while to figure out people. But in my, to this point, this is my assessment of Coach Harbaugh is, you know, he's a complicated dude, loves the game, knows the game, you know, hard to read, you know, charismatic guy, fun to be around. No punk in him. Absolutely no punk in Jim Harbaugh. He's got his line in the sand right here. I'm in charge. Here's my line. Come over. Step across the line. We'll see what happens.
I'll tell you what, man. Your last 3 minutes right there, dude, that is going to be, put it in a time capsule. That's the Jim Harbaugh reader. That's like the primer on Jim Harbaugh as given by one of his players after 6 weeks of emotional highs and a few lows. You're figuring it out, dude.
And you're going to trigger people, right? So their guys are going to freak out. Teams around the league are going to freak out, you know? People are like, whoa, this isn't the 49ers. This is, you know? So it's like, hey, you know, if you're either with us or you're against us, which one are you?
Right.
That's if you're against us, let's go.
Yeah, if you're against us, so be it.
Let's go. So be it.
Yeah,
so be it. We have our mantra for 2011. Brian Jennings, this is why, buddy. All the sponsors are falling all over themselves to attach themselves to you, man. Sorry about Pebble Beach, but great insights as usual. Enjoy the off days. Are you going to do anything fun with your beautiful wife and son, Jackson?
We're headed over to Arizona. We're going to spend the weekend out in beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona. and then we'll be back ready to go for the what I consider the second half of the season, because I count the preseason games. We played 10 so far. We got 10 to go. And we all know the season starts after Thanksgiving, so we still got to get better and keep working.
I can't wait till when young Jackson starts finding his, you know, his voice and starts saying, "Dad, I don't want to eat these vegetables." You said, "You don't want to eat these vegetables? So be it." All right?
Here's a line in the sand. Yeah.
You're going to take on Daddy's menu? So be it. I love it. All right. Have a great weekend, man. Safe journeys. We'll talk next
you,
week. Thanks for the good times.
Cheers. Have a good one.
The great Brian Jennings on KMVR 680, the sports leader.